The United Nations said today that escalating violence in Ivory Coast is sparking a refugee crisis. The UN says up to 1 million people have already fled the country's main city, Abidjan. Many of them are immigrants from other parts of Africa. They're afraid of being targeted in the violence. Ivory Coast is on the verge of civil war now after months of confrontation between its two main political camps. Incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo is refusing to cede power to the opposition leader, Alassane Ouattara. Ouattara is the internationally recognized winner of the presidential election, which was last November. The UN mission in Ivory Coast says 52 people have been killed this week alone in fighting between supporters of the two men. The UN spokesperson in Abidjan is Hamadoun Touré. Mr. Touré, is Ivory Coast engaged now in civil war?
Well, it's not completely civil war. We still have a chance to stop it. But the situation is very, very bad. We have over 460 people who died. We have almost 90,000 Ivorian refugees in Liberia. So it's a threat for the peace in Liberia. It's also a threat for neighboring Mali, Burkina Faso, and Guinea. So that's why it's very, very urgent to find a peaceful solution to the current crisis.
And you're saying that there are so many Ivorians who have fled that some of them are fleeing to Liberia and beyond. The situation in Abidjan is what? Why are all these people fleeing?
Because we have shootings here. We have people fighting. We have security forces of the incumbent president using heavy weapons against the population. They are completely scared, completely lost. The United Nations here is carrying out patrols, but it's difficult to be everywhere all the time. The main challenge for us is to protect the civilian population everywhere, which is not possible with the level of forces we have in the country. That's why we requested additional troops. So we are expecting more boots on the ground within the coming weeks.
But the United Nations now has 10,000 UN peacekeepers in Ivory Coast. What are they doing to keep things from getting worse? And it sounds like you're saying they're shorthanded.
First of all, 10,000 troops is for 20 million people. We are not only in Abidjan. You have other areas where you also have calls from the population. They want you to come and help them. In addition to that, we have almost half of our troops in Abidjan providing protection from Alassane Ouattara. But we also have to protect our headquarters here in Abidjan. So that's why we requested 2,000 additional troops and also 3 attack helicopters.
3 attack helicopters, and that would be
to be able to increase our capacity to provide protection for the civilian population.
And protection and also offensive purposes? I mean, who is the main target? Would it be the forces of Laurent Gbagbo, the questionable president?
It will be the forces preventing the restoration of peace, attacking the civilian population. So it's probably the forces loyal to Laurent Gbagbo.
We also
had reports that he was trying to repair an old Mi-24 attack helicopter. So we have to be very vigilant and make sure that it won't fly.
Just to be clear, you are not being assisted even by the forces loyal to the opposition leader and recognized President Alassane Ouattara. Neither side is assisting the United Nations.
Neither side. But I must say, to be fair, that it's only in the area controlled by Laurent Gbagbo troops that we are having this kind of violations of human rights and massive attacks with heavy weapons against the civilian population.
Thank you very much, Hamadoun Touré, UN spokesperson in Ivory Coast, speaking to us from Abidjan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, madam. Thank you for your good questions.